Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. Just on a walk with my wife, and like I've said before, when inspiration hits, I'm just going to start talking. And we were doing our planning for the week ahead, and we're just talking about different things we needed to do. It's a really important part of our week. And I added the phrase, certainty builds momentum. And it was like, actually, that's something I need to share. Because at a time now where there is so much uncertainty, it's never been more important to create your own certainty. It's never been more important to get really clear on what you can get really clear on. There will always be things that you won't know. There will always be uncertainty, but you can't control so much of that uncertainty. But you can control the level of certainty you have in a whole lot of areas, particularly when it comes to personal stuff, when it comes to your day-to-day life, to your work. So to make sure, and actually particularly if you are feeling the after effects of any kind of loss, right? If you have any grief that's causing patterns that's keeping you stuck, certainty can play such a big part. At the start of my journey, I already mentioned Jim Rohn. He used to talk about journaling. And I found journaling just so powerful. Like he said, at the end of the day, if you record your wins, you'll get to the end of the week. And even if you think you haven't had a great week, you will go and look at your journal and you'll read all the wins that you've had for the week, and you'll realize that you've actually had a better week than you think. And this was very much true for me, particularly when I was in corporate. I'd sort of get to the end of the week and go, oh, I wasted time and opportunities and I should have done this and I should have done that. Then I'd go to my journal to do a review and realize just how much I actually had achieved, how much I'd got done. And actually, it was a much better week than I was giving myself credit. And that can happen to all of us. And it comes from the uncertainty. It comes from all of those different thoughts swimming around in our head that create confusion and manifests more uncertainty. So the two things I wanted to share today, one is your planning. Now, you need to find what planning works for you, but for me, I'm very kinesthetic, and I imagine for many of my listeners, they'd be the same. If you're sensory or sensitive, maybe identify with being an empath, you get sort of tune into different feelings, then you also will be kinesthetic, which means you like doing, you like touch. So like the touch of pen, having the pen in your hand and pen on paper is really a powerful way of doing it. It's how I take notes when I'm coaching. It's how I do my planning. It's how I do anything where I need to record messages, like my own journaling, keeping records of dreams, all that sort of thing. Because it's, for some reason, it sticks in my head. If you're more big picture, more visual, then you might use your planning with digital exclusively. You might have put boards up on the wall. Now, in saying that, I use a digital calendar as well, and we have a shared family calendar, so we know where everyone's at, and we can keep track. There's no surprises. And I also have some boards that I use on the wall, which I'll share in another episode. But in terms of just the day-to-day, pen and paper, it just has such a powerful impact. So I have a grid. And actually, if it's something you're interested in, you can actually reach out to me and I'll send it to you. A grid that I've developed over years in corporate, when I wasn't being provided with much structure, and I really thrive with structure. So I've something I've created tailored to my unique needs. So and it's an Excel, so you can do the same. And it's just the days of the week. There's weekends. There's a quarterly version. There's monthly version. There's a yearly version. We can get really clear on what the most important things without getting overwhelmed. So for me, it's like, well, what do I need to get done this week? What are my existing appointments? When you start recording what you've already got planned, you soon see that you've got less time than you think. So actually getting that clarity. And what that does is it really, like I mentioned before, it builds momentum. And you're less likely to be influenced by those self-sabotages, those patterns that keep you stuck, because it stops being about the emotion and it just becomes back to the process. Now, I'm a big sports fan, and you hear a lot of sports people, particularly if you can tell if they've had a sports psychologist, they talk, I just stuck to my process. Because it removes so much of the doubt. It allows you to stay out of your head, but instead just stick to the process. In a family environment, it works really well too, because it means that you can just direct someone from your family, or they can direct you back to the process. It doesn't become a personal thing. You're not attacking them. You're just saying, we agreed on this process, let's get back to it. And planning is one of those processes. So pen to paper each day. Don't overdo it, right? So write down your existing appointments, and then just say, what are my top three for today? Focus on those top three. Even if you don't get them done, it just means that they're the most important things for you to address. So that's one thing. The journaling I've already mentioned briefly. Just it's keeping a inventory, as Jim Rohn used to say, an inventory of your day-to-day. And it's a really powerful exercise for looking back on how far you've come at different times. But just from day-to-day, you can record your wins. You can release your worries by just writing the different things that are getting to you, that are bringing you down. You don't have to solve them all. You write about them. You ask questions. Your brain will then have a clear focus, and it will start trying to find solutions to those questions that you ask. Instead of having all these thoughts swimming around your head, all these worries in your head, you're getting them on paper, and you're allowing your subconscious brain to have a clear focus to find it. There's a part of our brain, the reticular activation system, that will focus on and find answers to, and I'm doing this in a very simple words, but basically find answers to whatever direction you've given it. So you might have heard of visualization. You visualize a certain outcome, then it will try and find everything it can to help you to achieve that outcome. And writing things down has the same effect. Writing down what it is you want to achieve, writing down your plans, journaling on different things that are troubling you. It allows your brain to have a clear focus, and it means you get less of that time stuck with all of those different thoughts whirling around in your head. And there are other elements you can put there in your day-to-day journaling, but when you're starting out, don't overdo it. Just focus on your wins, maybe getting some worries out of your head. What was something wonderful that happened today? Maybe what you learned today. Yeah, it's really, I mean, there's a clear structure that works. I've got one that I've, again, adapted personally based on the information I've got from people like Jim Rohn, from Robin Sharma, from a number of different people. But again, it's something I'm happy to share, my journal template with you too, if you take the time to reach out to me. My email address is in the outro of this podcast, so you'll be able to find me. But also, you know, if you've come this far, you've listened this far, then you'll be able to see any of my social media handles and reach out any way that you is easier for you, and I'll be more than happy to send that to you or get my assistant to send it to you. So yeah, that certainty creates momentum. It also reduces anxiety. It reduces the confusion. It's a really powerful tool. So where can you start creating certainty in your life now? Start with the planning, start with the journaling, or just start in a really basic place and just start getting some of your thoughts out of your head and onto paper, or if you prefer digital, type it out. Or if you are more of a voice sort of person like me, get a voice memo like I'm doing right now and just speak it into the memo. You can also use apps like Otter, OTTER.io, and you can just transcribe, and Otter does a pretty good job of turning that into text, but it also will show you the text and the recording together. So when it gets it slightly wrong, you'll know what you said, because it'll have the recording there as well. And yeah, so there's many different ways to create certainty. Whatever way you choose, just get started. The momentum will come and you'll start achieving more than you could have possibly imagined. You'll start be able to having the clarity to start moving past some of this grief, some of the ill effects of loss that have been plaguing you for so many years. I'll leave it there today. The birds are out and they're in agreement. I'm sure you can hear that through the mic. And I'll speak to you all again very soon.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.